This is Kevin Lytle, your Colorado State Athletics beat reporter for the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Speaking of Kevin Lytle, did he do that live? He is joining us on the First Advantage Hotline. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Kevin, my friend, I'm going to start with basketball. We're going to start with something positive. The Rams win big over a Sweet 16 team in Oral Roberts, 109-80 the other night. How good, seriously, man, how good can this team really be? I mean, are we talking a deep run into March Madness? What does your gut tell you after one whole game?
Yeah, it was a very impressive game, pretty much in every way. There's very little you can complain about if you're a CSU fan. And yeah, it's obviously it is just one game, but CSU kind of showed everything that we thought they could do. Obviously, you have to do it over a lot longer stretch than just one game. But you know, there's a team that isn't shy about saying they should be, expect to be in the NCAA tournament, and that's still that expectation certainly hasn't dampened at all after one game. That's where they need to be, and matchups are everything once you get there. This is a team that, in the right setting, certainly can beat teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year and will be this year. Got to get there first. But, man, what a great first night.
Would you be at the point, Kevin, at the end of the season that you'd be disappointed if the Rams didn't make it to the big dance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you don't want to say NCAA tournament or bust. Obviously, there are a lot of different things that go into season, but yeah, they haven't been shy about that, and I think that's fair, and that's where this program should be, with this roster and what they've done and everything. They're mitigating circumstances. Obviously, seeing Kendall Moore and David Roddy get hurt during that first game sort of gives you the reminder of it's easy to say, it's the same team. They'll just be better this year and have a great season. There are things that can go wrong, and, injuries obviously is a big one, but yeah, I think, if you're a CSU fan, you should be, hoping for NCAA tournament and be bummed if that doesn't happen.
David Roddy ends up coming back in the game later into the second half. So as you had tweeted out and talked to him, it was spasm. So nothing too serious there. How about Kendall Moore? Should we be pretty concerned? He did not come back. I think he played maybe 7 or 8 minutes. What's going on with him?
Yeah, he is an ankle, kind of one of your classic basketball ankle injuries that tend to happen. He's been kind of beat up during camp anyway. We'll see if he plays Friday night. I wouldn't be surprised if they give him some time to rest and heal, because Friday is going to be a weird, tricky game against Arkansas Pine Bluff. After that, you have basically an exhibition quality game on Sunday, and then you head down to the Virgin Islands. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a little time. Hopefully it's not too long-term. It's not like he came out in a boot or anything, but how those ankles and basketball are. They tend to just linger.
Yeah, no question. Well, we'll be on the lookout to see what's next for him. But got to be encouraged, though, the depth on this team. We've already talked at length about that, seeing DeShawn Thomas play the way he did, the transfer Chandler Jacobs come in and do kind of what many expected him to do, 15 points, 6 for 6, 6 for 6 and 2 for 2 from the three-point line. So the depth is great, but you got to expect you're going to see games where Roddy and Stevens kind of get back into that form where they are dominating too, right?
Yeah, I mean, Roddy obviously missed a good chunk of time out hurt, and he was in single-digit scoring. That's not going to happen a ton. Isaiah Stevens, he kind of just stepped back and sort of let everyone else, do what they were doing. Yeah, to put up 109 and just destroy a team when you had Roddy, Stevens, and Thistlewood basically not really doing much. I mean, you could take away all the points from all three of those guys and CSU still won that game comfortably, so that tells you how good it was. But, Jacob's super impressive. We've talked about, the biggest question is how will he find a role after being, kind of a superstar at the D2 level. Well, he did that perfectly. John Tanjay obviously was just, I mean, incredible. Doesn't even seem to touch on what it was. He's a guy that we've known he had a really high ceiling, that he would grow and become a really good player. But anyone that claims they saw that performance coming is a liar. It was just incredible what he did. And then you mentioned DeShawn Thomas. he really added a lot of weight in the offseason, which was a big thing for him. And he just seems to have a ton of confidence because he has a huge skill set that can do a lot of things. You know, he had double-double, and he also had 5 assists. So that shows what he can do. And then I have to mention the freshman, Jalen Lake. No huge numbers, but he sure looked like he belongs as well. So depth is not an issue. The biggest issue is going to be how to fit them all in. But you even saw Nico Medved threw the curveball with a small ball lineup because that's what they thought was best to handle Oral Roberts. So there are going to be a lot of different matchup and lineup type things Medved can do all year.
It's amazing to me. I mean, Medved truly is a gem. He and his coaching staff figuring this out, adding so many key players. You look at a guy like Chandler Jacobs comes over. And he could easily, feels like he could easily be a starter on that team. But, man, they're so deep. It's sure nice having him come off of the bench. It's a luxury there with the second unit.
Yeah, big time. And, I don't expect John Tonjay to start Friday night. How often does that happen? A guy starts, scores 31, and then moves to the bench the next game. But he was the guy that – he was sort of the fifth in the small ball lineup, with Roddy playing the four, Tonjay slid to the – or Roddy playing the five, Tonjay slid to the four. I think they'll probably go back to Deshaun Thomas starting at the five and Roddy at the four. But that just tells you, kind of how versatile they are. And Medved even said, he goes, Tonjay may not start, and he won't be mad about it because that's the type of team they are. These guys seem willing to play different roles and just do what they need to win it. They seem pretty focused on that big end goal rather than, the game-to-game particulars of, how many minutes am I getting? How many shots am I getting?
You know this too, Kevin, of course, more than most. But we had Tonjay on yesterday, and boy, he doesn't sound like a guy that just scored 31 points. He's just talking about the team. But I guess it's fair to say that about every one of them. I mean, I've talked to Roddy about this stuff too. You don't hear that these guys think too highly of themselves. I mean, not in a bad way, but they think about the team. And then everything else comes into a distant second. And I'm not, that's not just lip service. That's a true thing with this whole group.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those, you hear it all the time. Coaches love to talk about it, but being around a team, you get the real sense. You find out, you can always tell when someone's mad about what is or isn't happening. And you don't get that with the team. I'd also say they're pretty even keel. They're, supremely competitive. And some guys, kind of run hot and cold. But for the most part, they're just pretty chill. Tonjay came in post game after, scoring 31. Kind of said, we've been working hard for this. I work hard in the off season. Hope to have success. We need to keep building. Kind of just that normal stuff. It's, everyone else is running around all crazy excited. They're like, yeah, it was fun. It was good. On to the next one.
Yeah, I guess that's the winner's mentality. They expect it. And Oral Roberts, I mean, I know they had one of their studs enter transfer away from the team, but the Rams were 12-point favorites in that game, and I was kind of shocked at that, just considering, okay, even when losing a player or two, they were still a Sweet 16 team, but that did not affect the Rams at all, winning big time. Kevin, I hate to do this to you, but we do have to talk about some negatives. The football team losing to Wyoming. Losing the boot, and I mean, the first quarter was all right, but for the most part, it just, the worst case scenario happened for Colorado State, and that was a tough pill to swallow for many Rams fans throughout the state.
Yeah, I mean, a week ago at this time, we were talking about, hey, you go beat Wyoming, it will pacify things. Lose, it's going to be, hostile. And we didn't even touch on the idea of what if you go up to Laramie and just get whipped, and that's what happened. I mean, CSU just got bullied. 385 rush yards is crazy. And this is not a great Wyoming team. I mean, they started well, but against poor opponents. They got beat at home by New Mexico. I mean, that's not a good Wyoming team. And they just dominated. So very ugly performance. It's pretty shocking to see that defense get run over like that. It was just all bad, really. It's hard to take anything good from that game.
All right, so I'm looking at the spread for Air Force. And Air Force, I mean, that was a great game against Army, just an absolute slugfest. They go to overtime. They lose, but that's still a good team. The Rams are only 2.5-point dogs, Kevin. That makes sense of that to me.
Yeah, it's confusing to me. you know, Air Force obviously is a pretty good team. I know they lost last week, but they're battling for the Mountain Division title. CSU just came off a bad loss, and obviously via the rushing game, obviously we all know what Air Force does with that triple option, so it confuses me to be that close. The only thing that I guess I can reason is, obviously Air Force runs the ball a ton, CSU likes to run it, so there just aren't going to be that many possessions, so maybe, you know, the wise guys in Vegas are thinking, well, with few possessions, it's hard to have a blowout, so it needs to be a tight line.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, yeah, I think that makes more sense than anything that I could think of. So it should be interesting to see what maybe the Rams can find a way, but boy, that Air Force team, sure, I mean, the way that they're putting together that triple option, that run, very confusing. We'll see how disciplined Colorado State can be. I know I'm out today for the college football kickoff show. Tanner's stepping in, so I know you guys will break into all things CSU Air Force. I'm looking forward to that. But Kevin, we'll be listening on the road, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yeah, should be a fun one, and looking forward to whatever comes this weekend. We got a lot. Basketball games at football games.
I mean, there's a lot of great stuff going on, and then the football side, you're kind of like, are we done yet? Can we get to that point? We'll see, of course. Maybe the Rams will shock us all and find a way to pull off an upset. Kevin, we'll catch up with you soon, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
All right, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And we are doing the Thursday night special next because Football Friday. We are doing a Football Friday at 1 o'clock because we're off tomorrow, and that's just the way it is. I'm sorry, Hooligans. I know it's confusing. Thursday night special coming up next.
Join the legendary broadcaster Jerry Schammel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.